Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Our new guest, but not a new friend, Catherine Corley is with us. Catherine and I have known each other for some time now, but this is the first time on the show. She's Vice President of Member Program Development at Sam's Club. That's samsclub.com, as you probably figured out. Catherine, you are so active in support of organizations that are out advocating for and helping small business owners. And I see you all over the place, and I'm so proud of you for what you're doing, for the work that you're doing, for how Sam's Club is giving back to the people who are their great customers. I just think that's such a good thing to do. I mean, it's a big marketplace. There's room for everybody in the marketplace, Catherine, but some companies take and don't give. And what I see you out supporting organizations, sponsoring different groups, that's giving back. And I just want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. We like to say that small business is big business at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
So it's a large percentage of our member base, and we want our small businesses to be successful. So anything we can do to help them, we try to do.
As you travel around, as you talk to the folks out in the field working with these customers, your store operators, and as you talk to small business owners and those who advocate and support small business owners, what are you seeing these days out there?
Well, you know, obviously, small businesses have always been so optimistic, but the last 2 years have been really difficult. And the ones that have survived feel like they're better operators.
Yeah.
They've had to be. They've had to cut costs. They've had to be mindful of every penny. And that's not something that typically they've been as diligent about in the past. So if there's a good outcome to that, I think it's made them better operators and much more conscious of their costs and of the bottom line.
That is very, very insightful. And folks, that can only come from somebody who's been out there where the rubber meets the road. You've heard me say some of those things before, Catherine. I've been saying just exactly that if you survived the Great Recession and you're still surviving the not-so-great recovery, you have lurched uncontrollably to becoming a very effective and professional manager, haven't you?
Yes, very well positioned for the future.
Well, I think so. I really think so. And I'll tell you something else. I'm excited about the future for these companies because, as you know, it's been really hard for startups to get going again. And so I think there's going to be a period of time where when the economy really gets going again, there's going to be a period of time where those seasoned companies that are left that have survived, I think they're going to have more business than they know what to do with. What do you think?
I think they will, and I think they'll be well positioned. I think all they're waiting for is the demand to come back.
Right. Which is where the challenge is right now, right?
Exactly.
The top line is we've survived. We figured out how to put something on the bottom line with, you know, but the top line demand, that's where the challenge is right now, isn't it?
That's exactly where the challenge is.
Yeah. And so what do you think? You got any ideas? You got any suggestions for how to manage that? How to get that off the ground? Is it more doing more virtual business, doing more online, that kind of thing?
Well, I think it's first hanging on to every customer that you do have, so making sure that you have excellent customer service, and then still a lot of the small business is word of mouth, so getting those referrals and taking care of your customers and getting referrals is helpful. And then discovering unmet needs. If you're able to serve your customer in one way, they may have other needs. I've seen small businesses go in completely different directions only because they had a customer base that needed a service that wasn't being offered by someone else.
Right.
So I think there's lots of opportunities just mining your current customer base.
Well, I like what you just said. I mean, you got to love up your customers. It's a whole lot more profitable to keep an existing customer than it is to find a new one, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, and what I think I heard you describing was making sure that you find the niches that are available. Isn't it great the way the American economy is able to expand through niches?
We've seen some of our greatest successes in business by smart, savvy entrepreneurs that exploited a niche.
Yeah, and sometimes a niche within a niche.
Absolutely.
And maybe three or four deep, too. Hey, Catherine, I've enjoyed our visit today. I hope you have.
I certainly have, Jim.
Will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
We'll have you back real soon. Thanks for being here. Good job today. And thanks again for all the good work that you guys do at Sam's Club. It's Catherine Corley, ladies and gentlemen, VP at Sam's Club. Check it out, folks, samsclub.com. Find their health program, their prevention plan, and their SBA small business loan plans there. See if they're for you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you in the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.